Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. In today's podcast, we're going to dive deep into the concept of biologic age. It's not enough to know how old you are. Age is just a number, after all, but our genes tell an untold story of our aging process. In today's podcast, we're interviewing Alina Su. She's the CEO and the founder of Generation Labs. And Generation Labs is a spinoff from Convoy Labs at UC Berkeley. She is fascinating. She was at Harvard Med School, currently getting her PhD and MD, and she dropped out in her third year to pursue this amazing idea and this technology of looking at your biologic age based on your genetic aging, your DNA from like 19 different tests from the organ systems of the body. So welcome to the podcast, Alina. I can't wait to find out how actually old I am.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me, Dr. K. It's always interesting because we were the one who created plasma exchange 20 years ago. And people like Peter Thiel were starting to exchange blood with a younger person, but it was always a myth for us. How old can we actually reverse? Like, how much can we actually reverse people's biological age back to a younger state? So that's when, starting from the lab, we were doing research into how do we actually quantify your biological age? Because men ages differently than women, and your brain ages differently than your skin, than your liver, than your heart. So how do you actually quantify it and build a best actionable personalized protocol on top of that information? And that's what we are going to be revealing today in our podcast.
Well, I love the whole concept. So first I want to start with, wait, you were in med school at Harvard and you dropped out?
Yeah.
Go back. Let's start there.
Why don't we start there? So my entrepreneurship journey, actually, I went to UC Berkeley to do my undergrad. And that's when I met my professor. And now she's my co-founder named Dr. Irina Convoy. She was doing aging research for 20 years, like two decades. And she was the inventor of plasma exchange is able to be reversing human biological age. So she was the inventor of plasma exchange 20 years ago. That's in a term called parabiosis. And it took me 7 years to actually convince her to start a company, like even translating this technology out. So I was telling Irina, saying that, hey, before you do a company with me, why don't you just see me building a company? So that was my first startup that was building a needle-free injector technology in UC Berkeley when I was still a sophomore. And after that, I sold that company and Harvard gave me full scholarship to do a PhD directly after I finished my undergrad in Berkeley. So I went to Harvard Med School to do my PhD and with Dr. George Church, Fadine Gladyshev, David Sinclair, who invented NMN. So it's all specifically targeting aging. And the reason why I was so into aging is because I thought disease is something right now, the entire society is actually a sick care system. People are trying to solve disease rather than trying to extending the health as much as possible. But if we can solve one thing, which is how we are aging in our body, we can actually prevent a lot of disease from happening, a lot of sickness from happening. So that was the ground truth that I believe that's the first law of physics, that if you're solving this, a lot of things will be solved. So that's when I get very interested into how do we regenerate ourselves? How do we like solve aging? How do we rejuvenate ourselves back to a younger state? And that's when Irina was calling me saying that, hey, I consider after 7 years of convincing, she is finally like, she is into building a company and translating her work into a actual, like from science, from the lab into bench site, which is creating a product on top of that. And that's when we decided to move full time, including her moving outside as a industrial leave from Berkeley. And I took a pause in my PhD while I was doing Harvard. So we moved to San Francisco and building Generation Lab for full time. And this is our year and a half. And that's the journey of the entire decision-making process, because rather than becoming a doctor who is having 24 hours per day and seeing at maximum 24 patients, I'd rather to build a product that can help a lot of patients, and millions and billions of the patients or people while I'm still falling asleep. That's a better way of scaling my skills and what we are creating in technologies.
So right now, when we look at the wellness industry, people do want to quantify like how much aging have they undergone at this stage in their life, and then when they do some interventions, how much do we take away those age damaging changes? So what are, I know that there's many different diagnostic tests out there to measure your biologic true age. Tell us about some of your competitor tests and why maybe they don't measure up to what Generation Labs does. So I know there's a Horvath test, there's the glycan age, there's True Diagnostics, there's so many biologic tests out there, the consumer's getting confused. So what's the difference and which one, what are the flaws and benefits of each?
Yeah, it's very interesting, right? Because for us, we didn't start it out from the test. We started out from the intervention. We were creating the therapeutics that's able to be rejuvenating people. And the first thing that we did is therapeutic plasma exchange, which people might be seeing. Brian Johnson recently just did a lot of therapeutic plasma exchange using a saline plus albumin, a synthetic plasma, to replace his blood, his old blood
Yeah.
out, and the new blood in. That's
I thought he'd infused his son's blood. They
Yes.
plasma freezed his son's blood,
Yes.
parabiotic factors into him, and then he gave his to his dad. So.
Right. That was almost 2 or 3 years ago. That was when like his doctor didn't know what exactly to do, and mimicking what Parabiosis did on Dr. Irina Comboy's work and directly transfusing blood between his son and also his dad. But this is not the way how we are recommending, because
Yeah.
that also means that you're going to be having a lot of transfusion of other than the good thing, but also the bad things in
Yeah.
the potential pollution of the blood as well. And there is potential for the rejection for the blood that you're getting transfused to. So now in a clinical state, it's all plasma dilution, which means it's saline plus albumin and IVIG as a replacement fluid that's getting rid of your body's blood, old blood, and replacing with it. It's basically a oil exchange for your car, but it's now for your body. So that's where the entire technology gets started.
Yeah.
And we were trying to quantifying how is the effect of this therapy able to play on people. And we see there is 36 epigenetic clocks, like DNA methylation clocks, that can tell your biological age. So we were super excited in the lab saying that it's great. Then we can quantify how exactly is this process able to be reversing human biological age. But we found that none of these clocks is actually able to be showing any of the indication that's related to health. And we dig into that even more, found out that all of these prediction markers is called a linear regression, which is a elastic neck model that's purely based on math rather than biology. So think of if aging is a linear journey, which we know in biology, we don't get one gray hair per day. But that's the math model that they have created, including Hoover's clock, True Diagnostic, what they're using. All of these is called linear regression, which is a mathematical model that they assume aging is a linear journey, that you are getting one gray hair per day, because this is a math model they're able to be predicting. But we did a very simple A/B testing. Like, can you actually see people with cancer versus people who are healthy on that graph that you're predicting? You're supposed to be seeing that they are having different age if this is an actual like biology model. But sadly, they're having exactly like 40 years old, no matter if you're having cancer or not, which means it's a very accurate chronological age predictor. It's a very accurate calendar age predictor, but it's not a very accurate way to predict how your body is behaving, especially in your like health status or biology status. And starting from then, we recognize that, oh, it's not a good way for us to directly using Hoover's clock or what these other competitors are doing as a mathematical model. We need to create a ground, starting from the ground, how is biology of the aging is actually happening? So it took us like years of the study and research to actually go through with millions of the different data samples to see how aging is happening in biology. And we discovered, surprisingly, aging is not linear. And we published that paper on the front cover of Aging on 2023, that's called Failed Test of DNA Methylation Clocks and Development of a Noise Barometer Measurement, which means We found that aging is very similar to entropy, which is second law of thermodynamics. Your body is always breaking down, but it's not a linear progress. The first acceleration, like when you're starting aging, actually happens at 25 years old. So starting from 25, you're actually aging like now. After you're getting into that plateau, after you're getting into that acceleration, you're getting into a plateau where your aging speed doesn't change a lot. So in that plateau, you don't feel like you're aging a lot. But after you reach to another second acceleration point, which is usually 40 years old, that's when you're feeling like, I feel I'm aging every single day or every single year again. So
That
40,
is accurate. That's very accurate.
yes, and
Where
that's
did
where.
that, there was a study that came out this year that showed that there were two peaks of aging. So one is in your 40s and the other's in your 60s, right?
Yes, and that's the study after us. Stanford group has validated it in proteomics that is true as well. So the second acceleration is between 40 to 45, and the next acceleration is between 50 to 60. So this is where we see that aging itself is not a linear journey. So you can't use a mathematical model to predict how you're aging currently, like based on your quote unquote like chronological age. Your body's age is very different from how you're aging, like on your passport. And on top of that, we also discovered something very interesting in lab, that each part of your body is also aging in a different speed and different way. The first thing that always get aged is your skin. So that's why when people are seeing their skin is l losing elasticity, that means you're aging. Like you don't have enough collagen to support your skin as a good structure. Second is fat. So usually people who are having more fat is having a faster acceleration for aging. And the third part is different. So for male, it's usually their heart system. But for female, it's starting from their reproductive system. So their ovarian cells, their ovary systems is aging faster. So it depends on each different system of the body, which we see that each different part of our body is aging a different way. So you can't really use one single number to represent what is your biological age right now. Because what's really important at the end of the day is what's causing you aging. And most importantly, what can you do according to this?
Well, we feel it. Like we feel adult tiredness start to hit at a certain age. And you're absolutely right. I think it is after 35, you start to feel every day waking up tired all the time. So the current consumer wants to go right to the supplement market to start taking something to fix the problem. Do you recommend instead that we start with diagnosing what your biologic age is?
Yeah. So
How is
think
that
of,
going to help me to know my biologic age?
yeah, that's a great question, right? Because right now, when we're asking people, are you taking supplements? Most of the people are raising their hand. But when we're asking, do you know if it's working or not? Like, how do you know if it's working? People are starting to, thinking about, yeah, they don't think they know why it's working or how it's working or did it even work? But they're spending a lot of money to actually buying a lot of supplements to reverse the symptomatic change in related to aging. So instead of that, eating 100 different supplements or 10 different supplements per day, we really recommend people to actually see what's causing you aging currently in your body, because this is the root cause of the aging of your body. Instead of injecting stem cell blindly, something that you might need is maybe omega-3 and vitamin D, because what's causing you aging is not cell regeneration rate, it's inflammation, or your bone and muscle is the core cause of the aging that's in your body. So for different people, they need different factors to rejuvenate themselves. And this is the root cause test that you can actually see what's currently in my body that's causing me aging, and what can I actually do to reverse it. So we actually give you actionable items based on our algorithm on the back end that's purely based on your personalized epigenetic data. And we give you the recommendation based on 5,000 different interventions that you can potentially do. But what is the top factors that's going to be more likely to work on you based on all of the PubMed data, the clinical trials data, and also different data that we have accumulated up to the date.
So you propose to do testing that looks at 19 different organ systems with Generation Lab. So what are the different organ assessments that we're going to get? Neurologic, cardiovascular, can you break it down?
Yes. So there's many different systems in our body that's controlling how we are aging, and each different system is having a bit different way of aging. But we have divided into a 19 different specific functions. So its core, starting from muscular system, neural system, like how your brain is aging, how your neuron cells is aging, reproductive system, like how your reproductive function is aging right now. Respiratory system, which means your lung, and urinary system, like how your urinary function is functioning. Blood and vascular system, this means how good is your blood flow to your entire body. Tissue regeneration, like how fast is your tissue are regenerating. Inflammation regulation, fibrosis, metabolism, immune system, cardiac, digestive. These are the core systems that's causing how your body is like normally functioning and how you can perform in your best way.
So I think that's so much information for the consumer. When you get a Generation Lab test done, that you as a patient are going to get one report, and then your doctor, they're going to get another report, or are we both looking at the same page? And is it going to tell me very specifically what's wrong with me neurologically? Like, okay, I feel like I have brain fog, I'm getting forgetful. Generation Labs is going to indicate some markers of aging going on in my brain, or I'm going to take it to my doctor and they're going to let me know which supplements, vitamins, and interventions that we need to do.
Yeah, so usually we have the test that's already been built, including how the report is going to be shown up. So instead of telling you what is your entire 19 different systems, how it's aging, we actually tell you what is your top aging factors in your body right now. So
Okay.
compared to your chronological age, we tell you what is your system age, which is your overall age in your body, and how fast are you currently aging. And what's causing you currently aging in your body? So these top five is something that you should really, really care of, because this is the top five aging reasons in your body. And we have been seeing a lot of celebrities that has been using this test, including very well-known TV show, very well-known like idols, stars, and very well-known investors as well. And their entire family is using this test to actually see how their top aging factors are behaving. And these doesn't mean that you're having disease already. This actually means, so one of the doctor was calling us, saying that, hey, how did you guys find out that her liver is having some problem? Because we literally got back the clinical test result today, and we actually found something here, and that is listed as one of the top five reasons of the aging.
For the audience who's listening and may not, they can't see the visual. Those of you on YouTube can see the visual, but the top aging factors that she said, the top five would be neurodegenerative, brain health and cognition, blood and vascular system, reproductive, and then muscular system. So those are the things that you recommend getting scored on, or that you automatically get scored on with the system age report.
Yes, so this is one of the sample reports that we are sending out, but for each different person, like we are having different top aging factors. How I am aging is different than how Dr. K is aging. So for a different person, we're gonna get different top aging factors according to this. So step one is to understand what is your top aging reasons. And step two is to explore what is our system age breakdown. And for step three, we will match you with a longevity doctor, or if you already have your own concierge doctor, you can bring this to him. You guys are going to be sharing the same exact result on the portal. And through that portal, the doctor can explain this result to you. And for the top five, like top aging factors, that's coming from the system age breakdown. It's divided into four different categories: reverse, good, average, and need attention, including different color code. So different color code represent how your body is currently aging and what you can do to reverse the potential change that's currently happening in your body. It's not important to tell you that you're aging right now. It's important to tell you what is the best way for you to reversing your biological age.
You recommend also some medications. So, like for example, brain health, you're recommending peptides like tesamorelin and
Yes.
Adip.
Yeah, so all of these data is based on our backend portal, and we are having our own algorithm and AI that's creating all of the recommendation based on currently up to the date PubMed data, clinical trial data. What is the N equals to? Like, is it 100, 200, which means how many people has already been using this? Is p value smaller than 0.5? Is it significant results? What is the potential side effect? So according to all of the calculation of the scores, this is the recommendation systems on our backend that has been automatically calculated based on what medication, what supplement, what lifestyle changes that you can adopt to reversing or slowing down how you are currently aging.
Which peptides have you found to have the best PubMed published kind of data that's randomized, clinical, large N, good predictive p-value?
Yeah, it's different for different specific indications because peptides, they're targeting different functions. So we actually divide this into a 19 different functions. For specific peptides, it's acting very great in your neuron regeneration that's solving brain fog. For specific peptides, it's a great way for you to inject and get muscle or skeleton improvement. So it's different case by case.
I had asked you in a previous conversation in another Zoom meeting that we had about the testing itself. Like, for example, if you say that my liver has issues genetically, like some of the genes are have methylation problems or they've been flagged, how is my internist going to correlate that with my LFTs, my liver function tests on blood work are high? Like, where's the crossover from this advanced chromosome biologic age testing into like what people do in the medical office these days with your internist?
So that's one of the examples that we have been seeing, that some of the people are seeing a strong correlation already that's with their currently existed clinical biomarker test. So for example, what do we mean by clinical biomarker test? That means your insulin level, what is your glucose level, what is your blood pressure, and what is these kind of already established clinical biomarker level is able to be related to how we are telling what is your top aging factors currently in your body. But for also some of the people, they're completely healthy. So one of the examples is Dr. Uris from Boulder. She was the one that's doing the test on herself as well. And she is also a lifestyle hack, like biohacker herself. But she found out she has a very healthy, she thought she has a very healthy gut. But after doing our test, she found out one of her top aging factors is actually her digestive system, which is her gut. And she was very confused. She's like, I'm pretty sure that I'm having a very good gut, but I'm just gonna double check on this. So she did some clinical biomarker tests, stool tests that's specifically targeting her systems of like gut system. And she actually found out that there is something that's actually going on that she never realized in her entire life, that there is inflammation going there, and because of some sort of specific things that couldn't disclose on the call. But this is a test that you can think of that's the dashboard for your car. Before something is breaking down, it's going to be giving you signal. If something has already been broken down, it's definitely going to be showing you signal as it's breaking down, because this is a biological-based test rather than a math-based test. So we can actually hone in into what's the aging reasons for you currently in your body.
The current blood testing, when we go to the doctor's office, kind of looks at levels of proteins produced, like your liver function, test, your actual hormone levels. So they're kind of like the end product of the gene transcribing these hormones. Versus you guys are looking at actual chromosomal or DNA testing.
So what we are looking at is called epigenetic, which means epigenetic is like the software in your body. People who is doing 23andMe might know 23andMe is directly doing your genetic test, which is your DNA test. DNA itself is never changing. It's what your color of your eyes is, what is the ethnicity, what is the color of your hair. These are never changing. But what is changing is how these genes are expressing, which is what we call it as epigenetic. And epigenetic, according to your lifestyle, according to what exercise you're doing, what kind of supplements, medicines that you're taking, is always changing. And this is the gene sites, the gene expression that's always changing in your body, which is the software of your body. Your hardware, like how you look like, what is the color of your eyes, is never changing, but the software is always changing. So this is what we're referring to as DNA methylation, which is an epigenetic test that can tell how your genes are currently expressing that's changing. So the good thing about this is epigenetic is always changeable, which means it's always going to be able to be reversed. So aging, as it's not a disease, aging is reversible as well.
And some people have criticized biologic age testing. Like I was listening to Matt Coberline, who's big in the biohacking world, and he mentioned that he bought a bunch of biologic age
tests.
He did two true diagnostic. He bought two of each. You know, two of the Horvath, two glycan age, two of everything, tested himself at the exact same time and got two entirely different test results.
Yes.
From each one of these tests. And so, like you said, the software is changing all the time. The epigenetics is changing all the time. What is the meaning of that if you buy one test and you test yourself twice within an hour and you're different ages on both tests?
Yes, that's a very good question, because that's exactly what we found on those tests as well. And a lot of doctors are struggling because they're seeing you're getting aged 30 years just within 1 month. Like, how do you actually explain this results? And we found out that it's actually not based anything that's related to biology. It's actually based on the mathematical model. That's why anything that's not correlated to that line is going to be dropped by the system when they're selecting the CpG sites. So instead of using a like purely biological-based model, they're using a math-based model, which means there's going to be a lot of fluctuation of the change that you cannot avoid. And any of the result that has been output is not having any of the biological sense either.
How often do you recommend that people do biologic age testing on themselves?
Yeah, it's very different from person to person, but we usually recommend people at least doing two times before versus after, between 3 to 6 months, to actually see whether the protocol, the supplements that you're eating, like the peptides that you're getting injected, the IV drips that you're doing, or different things like intermediate fasting, did it work or not? Like, how can you tell? The only way to tell is to measure before versus after. So this is the bundle that we usually recommend people are doing it after 3 or 6 months before they're adopting the change and after they're doing the change. But people are always seeing there's a change that's always happening in their body. So we also do see people doing it in a quarterly basis to see spring, summer, autumn, winter, how their body is behaving differently according to the seasons, and also how they're able to be adopting to the change accordingly as well.
How many patients have taken Generation Lab tests so far? Do you have like a rough ballpark number of how many tests you've done? Are you starting to correlate that with actual predictions of lifespan and health span?
Yeah, so currently we are in about 1,000 markers currently for the people who has been already doing the tests. And as we said, we usually work with doctors because doctors are the one who is able to be seeing which is the test that they can actually trust and which is the test they can actually see there is a very minimum of the change of the aging, and they can actually see there is a huge correlation or causation with the clinical markers and the tests that we are doing currently. And we usually work with concierge doctor like Dr. K, or different doctors who is already doing practice in longevity for preventive medicine, for pain management, for concierge or reproductive health. All of these are called preventive care or concierge doctors. So these are the usual doctors that we directly work with. For primary care, we haven't entered into that section yet, because primary care, you're starting to see people who are having disease or symptoms already that's trying to be solving the disease problem, solving the, like, actually what's happening in their body using medicine, getting into that specific therapies.
The next generation of healthcare, is that going to involve a biologic age test for everybody? Is that what you predict the future is going to hold?
I think in a, like, taking a step back, it's not about biological age test or not. It's about people are caring more about their health. It's not the doctor that's caring about your health. It's you that's going to be taking care of your health. When you're sick, you're going to be seeing a doctor, and the doctor can take care of you. But before you're sick, there's a, like, many, many years, like more than 50 years of the lifetime. And this is when you are going to be taking in action, how you are able to be taking in charge of your health span and expanding those health span as much as possible. And we are seeing a great trend that the consumer health is growing greatly recently in the past few years. Thinking of people from injecting Botox into injecting GLP-1 and getting NAD plus injected. People doesn't just want to look young. People want to feel young and they want to be healthier as well. So this is the entire trend that we are seeing, that it's not the doctors that are driving these entire change. It's the recognition of the consumer themselves. It's the user themselves. I want to be healthier for a longer time. And I know that my doctor couldn't help me with this. They can solve the disease, but when it comes to health, it's in my ability and it's my right to be healthier for a longer time.
Does Generation Labs do then global methylation testing, or is it gene specific? Is it histone methylation tests? Is it all three?
It's a specific methylation test that we do. So we have our own customized chip that we design currently with Illumina together. And Illumina is the one who is producing all of the chip with us. So how we are selecting all of these 460 CpGs is that according to 20 years of the science, we have discovered that these 460 CpGs, which is the 460 genes, are very, very vital genes to your body. And for genes that's controlling your body, if any of these genes are starting to changing how it's expressing, like if it's one of them are becoming noisier, that means your metabolism is starting to be breaking down. That means your homeostasis is not there anymore. It means your cell regeneration is having some problems. So these 460 is the super vital genes for your body that's controlling how your body is functioning and how your body is aging as well. And when we're seeing there is expression changes that happens in this 460 genes. That means aging is happening right now. So that's how we have our own customized chip with Illumina that's sequencing all of the samples that we have collected in the lab and producing the results that you're seeing as the report that's more easily to understandable.
In general, do you think that there's a direction you're headed in the longevity space in the next 5 years? What do you predict to happen in terms of senescence and methylation testing?
Instead of senescence or methylation testing specific base, I think the like overlaying trend is that there's more consumer health that's going to be involved. Currently, the entire US market, 20% of the healthcare spending is coming from consumer health. And that's, as an example, GLP-1 as a weight loss drug, like these semaglutide or Ozempic, these are counting as a healthcare that's coming from a consumer market that people are paying out of the pocket. People are paying like for themselves instead of their doctors are prescribing to them or their insurance company is covering for them. These consumer health market is growing faster and faster because people are realizing something in their like in their mind that they're the one, they're the captain for their own body. And that can maintain the health as long as possible, which means, in an industry standpoint, we do see that testing is going to be a faster, easier, and cheaper way to get you the data that you need. So think of the Oura Ring, the Whoop. All of these is actually helping you to know more about your body. It's the way how you're getting the data. But testing is not the end point. It's only the starting point. Testing is the way how it's gathering the data for you to know what is the best way you can act on your body to actually be younger for a healthier way. So it's a combination of course, getting tests to be started is always the first case that the first step you need to step out because unless knowing the data, you wouldn't know what is the best way for you to do anything to your body to make it more efficient, most like make most out of it. So testing, of course, is going to be a great way to get starting and knowing more about your body. After knowing where is the problem, and then we can move to the second point that what is the best way and best case you can act on it. And that we're seeing a huge increase in concierge doctor requirement. People who have been doing aesthetic before are now starting to getting into health because the consumers are asking, I don't want to just look younger. I want to feel younger and I want to be younger for a longer time. Don't just inject Botox for me on my skin, like actually do IV injections on me. Like I want to feel younger. I actually want to be younger. So we are seeing starting from getting tests, which is giving you the data to act on it, people will be able to having more guidance into what they can do to their own body. And then there's more product. Like for us, we are internally developing the next generation of the therapeutic plasma exchange for the next generation of the plasma cocktail. Instead of doing it for an hour and a half with one single injection, we'll be able to solve the problem, and that can make you become 10 years younger. But these all needs a lot of data, especially in aging, which is health-related data rather than disease-related data. So this is the trends that we're seeing in the entire longevity circle, not only from the consumer standpoint, but also from the doctor's standpoint. They're seeing the importance of the health and also the test and how this test is able to be giving them more insight into actionable items.
What can people expect to pay to do a generation lab test?
Currently, our market MSRP is $499 per test, and that includes all 19 different functions that you can test your biological age for your brain, muscle, liver, heart, etc. And on top of that, it comes along with an actionable guide, personalized guidance for you. Like think of medications. Now, is it metformin? It's better for you. Supplements, do you need to eat vitamin D or omega-3? We actually give you the guidance according to the result of your epigenetic, a personalized epigenetic. And then we'll map you with a doctor, and the doctor will directly give you an actionable guide. And you can act on this guide and do another test 3 months or 6 months later to see how your body is changing. So with different bundles, we have different pricing and different discounts as well.
Well, you're such an entrepreneur. I'm very impressed with all this science coming together with the forefront of longevity and wellness medicine. Where can people find you if they want to reach out?
Yeah, reach out to me via email, LinkedIn. Email, it's alina@generationlab.com. LinkedIn is Alina Ray Su with Generation Lab. And I'm also on Instagram as well. It's Alina Ray Su. So feel free to reach out to me. I would love to talk.
That's amazing. And I hope everybody out there thinks about getting some biologic age testing because there are definitely early interventions you can do to change how you age. So that's it for now, guys. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com, where we have a lot of antioxidant skincare, internal radiance, such as an amazing collagen peptide powder and our beauty greens. Different ways to live healthy. Radiance does come from within. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.